Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
No Mets tonight. They're off. They head to Atlanta to try to snap their 3-game losing streak with the Braves tomorrow night. David Peterson against Spencer Schwellenbach, who's a Met killer. Remember, he was the guy dealing in game 161 before the Mets got to the Braves bullpen. The Yankees open up a 4-game series with the Angels of Anaheim. A rare opportunity to see Mike Trout. I know he's not the guy he used to be, but he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's actually healthy. Did not play last year against the Yankees, so don't blink, because you have a chance to see Mike Trout tonight.
All right.
And, of course, we have ourselves Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the Pacers and the Thunder.
And we'll get starting lineup intros in that game.
Is that true?
That is true.
Very cool. And I guess they're doing that because NBC announced as part of their new TV deal, they're going to broadcast the starting lineup, something they used to do back in the day. So ABC, ESPN, feeling the heat of NBC's new deal, I guess decided tonight, Game 5, we'll do the intros.
I love it. Going to feel like the finals again.
Oh, I agree. Now they just got to put the Larry O'Brien trophy back on the court.
Why?
Because that's... Why? Are you serious?
Because it's easy to do.
I don't know.
And it makes it look like an NBA final.
Yes, right now it doesn't. It's just a regular court. It's boring.
You need a big, ugly trophy on the court to tell you you're watching the NBA finals?
It's like bunting in the World Series. I don't mean actual bunting. I mean the American flag bunting. Like, that's a big part of the world. I need to see it to make it feel different. I'm sorry. That's a big deal.
I disagree, but I digress.
Okay, well, you can disagree all you want. Let's see if we disagree about Sean Cinco today.
Cinco de Fuego, with Sean Morris on WFAN. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's so, so daring. Controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero, join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Fivo on WFN, it's always great.
Cinco de Fivo
is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. You can always tell when Tommy's out because we get the alternate remixes to the Cinco de Fivo bet. All right, resetting where we were at the top of the show about 3 hours ago off of 2 sweeps for our locals. I'm here to give you the 5 realistic causes for panic in New York baseball after the weekend.
All right, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
I am realistically worried about the Yankee fundamentals, despite them not being an issue all year long. There are 2 of those base running instances coming off of the scars of last year. A big series like the Red Sox, I do have a little worry here.
Yeah, because they've been fundamentally sound most of the season,
yeah.
I would look at it more as an anomaly.
Yeah, and that's why it's 5, but it's still a little red flag.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Although this really wasn't an issue this weekend, it does speak on something last year. I still am concerned the more and more I've talked to our own Sal Licata about Pete Alonso's throwing issues here. I do think that one game, you know, down the stretch that matters can be determined by a bad throw, and we're going to look back and go, Evan, you were screaming about gold gloves. This is a major issue.
It's only going to be an issue if it happens in the postseason.
Yep. Yep.
First of all, why do you and Sal share a Pete Alonso brain? Mm. Whether it's the locker room stuff from 2 years ago, whether it's now. Do you guys have secret I hate Pete Alonso meetings?
We're bold.
Is that what it is?
Why am I not included?
That's a good point, because you don't hate Pete Alonso.
You read. Right. We're bold and we don't read.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we don't have hair blocking these thoughts. So, they go right.
I'm sorry, what is your concern? The throwing?
I think the throwing is still a big issue coming. I know they got swept, it's not, but the more I think about the Met problems, I think this is going to be an issue.
Sean, I haven't denied that, though. Okay. Like, if there's an aspect of Pete Alonso's game that gives me concern, is it's his ability to throw to the pitcher covering or to throw to a base. Like, that is not his strength defensively. Now, I think a lot of other areas of his defense get shortchanged because we get distracted by his throwing issues, but no, I don't disagree with that. Now, Sal did bring up an interesting point. I know that he's kind of a Pete Alonso hater, but he's also a diehard Met fan, so I do take his word and I think about it. And he said something earlier today. I gave it thought. He said, Pete had a terrible weekend. I'd be the first to tell you. I had nominated him, he didn't win, as the net negative on our Rico Bronya. He had a lot of bad at-bats. Wow. Bad at-bats. So I'd be the first to call him out. I'm with him on that. And Sal started bringing up, you know, is it in his head? Did that defensive miscue from Thursday, which injured Kodai Senga, is it something he's carrying over into the weekend? I want to make it clear. I disagree with Sal, but I thought it was interesting, and it made me think. And rarely does Sal make me think.
Yeah.
But he made me think.
And how quickly did you dismiss it?
I didn't dismiss it right away. I thought about it. Because baseball, look, Pete's a mental guy. Baseball's a mental game.
Of course.
If you believe you injured a teammate because of a bad throw, I guess it could be natural that you take that out there for 3 or 4 days. So I don't think it's completely crazy.
They better hope not, because over this next stretch with these three big series, they need his bat. And here we go.
Number three.
The Yankees' reliance on DJ LeMahieu is going to be an issue. So much so, I understand he had the hit robbed. I know it fit, and I know it was the right move, but when he pinched hit for Ben Rice yesterday, I thought it was symbolic. Symbolic of a team struggling and a conversation we've had all year. They trust him that much that he is now pinch hitting for a guy that we were worried about. How's he going to get at-bats in the lineup for Giancarlo? DJ LeMahieu ain't going anywhere this year, and they're going to count on him for big at-bats down the stretch, and that worries me.
Ben Rice hasn't hit for a month, bro. Right.
I understand that. I understand that. DJ LeMahieu hasn't hit for 4 years.
Do you remember the whole who's the best 22 in New York?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Evan?
Soto's having a down year, and he now crushes Ben in every stat.
Ben Rice is currently second in AL All-Star voting for DHs. Juan Soto, not starting for that, and he had 3 shots in that outfield.
That's what you're going towards?
The world agrees that Ben Rice is closer to an All-Star at this point than Juan Soto. Here we go.
Number two.
The Yankees, if Judge goes quiet, as he often does in October, cannot score. The King has to carry everybody.
They're not as reliant as they were 2 years ago, but they are very reliant on their best player.
Yeah, and we saw it this weekend.
Yeah, in one of those games, can they come through for Judge and just somebody else get the big hit? It never happened. Never happened.
Now, this list is about concerns moving forward.
Yeah.
In October, it would behoove Aaron Judge and his legacy around here to actually carry the Yankees.
Oh, he will.
Will he?
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
For sure. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And we found out this weekend the Mets pitching lab is a myth. Griffin Canning goes down. Clay Holmes, he's worried about, you know, the rebounding starts. Maybe that was thin air, maybe not. But with Senga down, the Mets rotation didn't exactly pick it up here. And I do have concerns, like we argued about this Mets pitching lab just being magic pixie dust.
If the Mets are going to reinsert Sean Manaea into the rotation and give Frankie Montas a shot, right, just to see what he's got, who, in your opinion, your expert baseball opinion, would be the guys leaving the Mets rotation?
Well, I would get McGill the hell out of there.
Okay, so there's one. That's one of the guys who struggled this weekend.
And Griffin Canning?
No, probably Paul Blackburn, because he's being reinserted. Okay.
Yeah,
you can throw him in the bullpen. Right?
But my point is, both of the guys who struggled this weekend may not be long for the Met rotation.
I'm not as confident that Manaea is just going to come off the IL and go back to, like, what did we call him last year? The tribal chief?
No, he was.
Yeah, he was the tribal chief.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Well,
I don't know why I opened up this can of worms. I'm going to leave on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You guys chew on that. Just remember this. Oh, we will, baby. Just remember, Griffin Canning and Tyler McGill were signed. Canning was signed, obviously. Right. McGill was already here. They're the pitching depth. Like, going into spring training, they are the pitching depth. Because the Mets had injuries to Minaya and to Montas, they went from pitching depth to key parts of the rotation.
Necessary.
We are now entering a part of the year, even with Senga down, where one of them, maybe two of them when Senga's healthy, leave the Met rotation. Now, that depth can be tested more. More guys can get hurt. Obviously, Clay Holmes came out of that Colorado start not feeling great. But remember who we're talking about.
Right. But Clay Holmes is not a worry yet.
Yet is right. Okay, I should stop that. I don't know how
he hasn't had a concerning outing yet. It was just short.
And again, the thin air might be the reason, and rebounding. I don't know how a guy maxing out his innings already, you don't look at with that, he's not rebounding and not slay. This could be something.
Here's the concern, quote-unquote, for Clay Holmes. So, remember when you talked about a six-man rotation? We all talked about it. And I mentioned the six-man rotation was really for Kodai Senga.
Right.
That's who it was for.
Right.
And as long as Kodai Senga is out of the rotation, there isn't an urgency to have a sixth guy. Clay Holmes has made one start on regular rest this entire season. That's it.
So even though it was for Kodai Senga, in actuality, it was benefiting Clay Holmes.
It was benefiting Clay Holmes, and I wonder, considering the workload that Sean brings up, considering he didn't feel great coming out of Colorado, even if it was the thin air, if the Mets are going to look at Clay Holmes and say, you know what, much like Senga, it's going to behoove him to give him the extra day, which forces the Mets to potentially continue a six-man rotation, even if Senga's not in it. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. Again, you could tell me it's not interesting. The Mets have only had seven starts on regular rest this entire season. So they've done a really good job collectively. Yes.
Hmm. Yes.
And now your pitching depth is getting tested.
And now the pitching depth is sort of getting tested, but you do have Blackburn re-entering the rotation.
And Sean Manaea.
And you've got Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas potentially re-entering the rotation. Now, from a Yankee perspective, you have Giancarlo Stanton re-entering the starting lineup. The New York Yankee lineup, which has been posted tonight as they take on Jose Soriano and the Angels of Anaheim. I've decided I will not call them the Los Angeles Angels. They do not play in Los Angeles. They are the Angels of Anaheim. And for those that say, well, then you should call the Jets and the Giants of Jersey. It is a little bit different. Jersey is basically a suburb of New York.
Stop.
Anaheim is like an hour and a half away
to New Jersey.
I was actually
state.
I was trying to compliment you. Why are you getting all insulted?
Because you're making it seem like we're subservient to the state of New York.
Then why aren't they the Jersey Giants?
Because history.
Oh. Rosie, would you tell me about history this one time? Go ahead.
Well, it's tradition.
Oh, no, do it with history. Do it with Tiki right now.
Do you know what history is, Tiki?
No.
Peer pressure from dead people.
I knew that would come in handy at some point. Yeah, dude, you're calling them New York from peer pressure because of dead people. Mm. I mean, that's screwed up, but so true.
It very much is true. You're right.
or they're calling them from New York because you stare at the skyline from the stadium. Just a thought. You don't stare at the LA skyline from the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, Angels of Anaheim Stadium.
So your rationale, hold on, I want to get this clear. Your rationale for why the Jets and Giants are still called New York teams, even though their offices aren't in New York, their practice isn't in New York, everything is in New Jersey.
They do nothing in New York.
Literally nothing in New York. Is that you can see New York from their window?
See New York?
Okay, Sarah Palin. Like, that's not enough, bro.
Do not compare this to Russia and Alaska, which, by the way, wasn't that crazy a thought, but nonetheless, you're staring at the Empire State Building from the 300 level.
You think that's enough to qualify as a New York? Like New York?
Are
they don't
you
play
serious?
Here.
First of all, they're closer to the city than the Mets are.
The Mets play in the city. They play in Queens.
No,
that's part of New York City.
They play on Long Island. Stop it.
Queens is New York City, bro.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, don't get it.
Don't do not get the geographic with me.
Anyhow, I forget the point I was making.
We all did.
Queens is on the island.
Thank you.
But it's New York City. They get to vote in the mayoral primary next week, do they not?
They're as much New York City as Secaucus is,
it's
dude.
A borough on the island.
Okay.
There goes Tiki.
Do you get to vote in the mayoral race next week?
I do not.
Okay, so then that's my point.
I'm a resident of the great state of New Jersey.
Look, all I was trying to do was take a shot at the Angels. That's it. Then not the LA Angels. Like, when I score that game tonight, which right. I'm going to do, I don't want to write Los Angeles Angels.
Okay,
but
don't. Just keep New Jersey out your mouth.
I said it positively. I said, this is why it's okay with the Jets and the Giants, and it's not with the Angels.
It's not okay with the Jets and the Giants. They should be the Jersey Giants.
They should be. By the way, I agree with you.
Are you guys nuts? No, they shouldn't.
Of course they shouldn't. Tiki's right. As a Jerseyer, he's standing up for his pride. Yeah. Why are they in New York? They don't do anything here anymore.
I can't. They shouldn't be the New York Giants or the New York Jets.
Well, they can't because of the branding. The branding is so old. It's history. It's being scared of dead people. Rosie.
You're so right.
But we don't have the land in the city. Where are they going to put the stadium?
Just about rebranding them. The Jersey Giants. How dope would that be?
Would it change anything negatively with you, Sean, if they were the Jersey Giants? I think it's badass, bro.
No, I think it's terrible. So we're not going to have a New York
football team? You would not be a fan any longer.
I turn my back.
I don't know what
they don't play. They don't practice. At least when I was playing, we had training camp in the state of New York.
No.
It was in Albany, but at least we had some connection to New York.
If some of me, like the Long Island Giant and Jet fans, got to spend 3 hours in a car in traffic on the way home from a game on a Sunday, the least you could do is still call them the New York Giants and New York Jets.
I don't remember, like, when MetLife was built, how much of it was on taxpayers. Like, I don't really recall how the finances of this worked. But I'll tell you right now, if there was a dime on the taxpayers' dollar, if I was the governor of New Jersey, I would have told them, we're not giving you a dime unless you're called Jersey. That's what I would have said. I would have been a hard ass. I'd be like, I dare you to leave. I dare you. I double, triple dare you to go somewhere else, but we are not giving you a freaking dime of taxpayer money.
Go build that city in New York.
Yeah, go do it. Go near the Javits Center. Good luck with that. Go to Queens. Goodbye. No. That's what I would have done. Now, I'm sure there's a reason why it wasn't done.
Maybe probably because the governor at the time was a big Cowboys fan, and the nerve of him to try to change the Giant and Jet names as he's running New Jersey and rooting for the Cowboys.
Was Governor Christie? I don't think he was anymore, though.
Are you sure about that?
No, but when the stadium opened. When the stadium was approved.
Oh, so that would be before Christie.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he was governor when that process went down.
Now you just ruined my Chris Christie joke.
That's fun. You may be right. I honestly have to look back at when that was approved. And anyhow, can I get back to the freaking point?
I know. This is all about Anaheim.
This is the Angels. They play in Anaheim. Anyhow, Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup, and here's your Yankee lineup tonight.
Corzine. John Corzine.
So was Corzine's fault?
Yes. Okay. He was 06-10.
Yeah, it was definitely not.
Definitely
he's a Steelers fan.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't elect Giant or Jet fan governors. Now, how much did the taxpayers pay of MetLife Stadium?
Don't know.
Zero. Okay. It was privately funded, according to Google, from the Jets and the Giants, $800 million each.
Then that's why I prefaced, if it was, I wasn't sure. Okay, good enough. And Corzine couldn't have done anything.
Season ticket holders via PSLs.
Yes, exactly. It was funded by season ticket holders.
Touche.
And a con job of buying PSAs that are worthless now. All right, anyhow, here's the Yankee lineup. Grisham, Ben Rice, Judge 3, Bellinger 4, Giancarlo 5, Jazz 6, Volpe 7, Wells 8, DJ LeMahieu 9. Where's Goldie? Goldie didn't play last night either.
He's off today.
He was off yesterday, and then he pinch hit late in the game. Where the hell is Goldie?
Leading the All-Star vote?
Yeah. Can you get me an update on what the hell's going on with Paul Goldschmidt?
I'll see if Goldie's
he played yesterday.
He pinch hit late in the game.
Right,
he didn't start.
So he's not hurt. Right?
That's what I didn't say anything. I'm asking a question. I don't know what the hell's going on with my guy.
Matchup reasons.
Matchup reasons? See, this is the problem. They got to get Ben Rice in the lineup over Paul Goldschmidt? Dumb mistake.
I think it's probably just one of those, they know Rice is now going to sit a bunch with Stanton back, and they don't want to just be like, here you go, Ben Rice, right to the bench.
He should earn it. He should have to earn it.
Yeah, what has he earned? Paul Goldschmidt's had a consistently good season. Right. Now Jose Siriano is so freaking intimidating that Paul Goldschmidt can't play? This is ridiculous.
So the quote was, we'll have to work a little bit of a rotation there. G will be a part of that. So I expect him to play regularly, but he'll have his days too, and we'll just kind of let this thing shake out. I've talked to the guys about it. We're going to have a couple good players sitting over there every single day that you can make the case should be in the lineup. We're all on the same page with it and ready to roll.
Yeah, I don't like it. Paul Goldschmidt's one of their better hitters, and I know why you're okay with it, Sean. You're a freaking hypocrite. Same thing with you, Tiki Barber. Yeah, why are you okay with it? You want to come clean?
I'm okay with Goldie sitting?
Yeah, why are you okay with it?
I'm not okay with Goldie sitting.
Oh, okay. You're not a hypocrite.
What are you talking about?
Sean is. You want to know why?
I'm talking about Ben Rice. Rice should have to earn his time to play.
That's true.
No, but we're also playing Evan in fantasy, and he's got Goldschmidt, so we're going to sit him down.
There it is. I was waiting for it. That's right. I'm facing Tiki and Sean in fantasy. Just for the record, I have the best record in the fantasy league this year, and Sean and Tiki have the second worst record in fantasy this year.
But if fantasy was played where you actually just win, games 9-8, not everything counts as a category, we would be in the playoffs right now.
Are you literally coming into my league and complaining about the scoring system?
I'm just saying the scoring system has hurt us this year. We've won more matchups than lost, but yet they've all been in very slim margins, and then we've had two blowout losses, which have pushed us back.
Right. What do you guys want to put on the line this week, then? Big shots? Since you're winning most weeks, you're facing the guy now. Hmm. You're facing the major league talent now.
Show decision?
Show decision. What's on the line? If I win, I get this. If you win, I do what? Or you get what?
Don't know yet.
Okay, think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it. I don't gamble either, but, we're going to figure this out.
I'm not gambling. It's something for the show. I don't know what it is. I'm going to dress up like a fool, or you dress up like a fool. You're doing that anyway on Friday. We're going to be live from Fanatics Fest, and Sean paying up his bet that the Mets would drop out of first place has to dress up in orange and blue on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the show.
Why, you can't do it now?
No, it's not that I can't do it. We might find a better date for it.
What do you mean find a better date? Like, here's the thing. I'm not going to fight you. It's just that it's over us making any kind of bets. Like, I don't want to make bets with you if you're not.
Why? I'm the one that pays up everything.
You didn't pay up if you're already backing out of dressing up in orange and blue for the people. Like, I can't force you.
And you initiated it, Sean.
Yeah, you initiated the whole thing. Like, if you're going to play this cheap game right before everybody takes vacation, then, look, am I going to go to the bosses to get you suspended? No, I'm not going to do that. I'll be a good guy. But I will just very politely, like a father, say, okay, you're dead to me. Hmm. We're never going to make bets again. Don't open up your big mouth anymore about being so tough, because you don't pay your debts. You got to pay your debts.
Look how upset you got. It's something I just lied out my teeth about. I've already went to Michael's and bought the orange and blue paint.
Good, I'm proud of you. I wasn't mad. I was just disappointed. Not mad.
You rev him up really easy today.
It's so easy. So easy to get you twisted into a pretzel. Right.
I wasn't mad. I was just explaining how disappointed I'd be.
Here's another spoiler alert. I got no idea what football team Corzine roots for. Let him sit there and think the world that he's a Steeler fan for 5 minutes. You believe me.
Hey, that's a good one. I'm also disappointed nobody reminded me. It's that time of day to simply ask our dear friend Sal Licata a question. Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Come on. What kind of question is that? This is going to be a huge 10 games in deciding if the division will be over in about a week or so.
Wow. Mm. That sounds like he actually could call this division if things go well this week.
Is he aware that you can't play 10 games in a week?
Right. And does he forget you got swept over the weekend?
No, I don't think he forgot that. I think there's a confidence of, all right, the Braves have had a down season, which they have, despite them lining up their best pitchers this week. The Mets had great success against the Phillies last month, sweeping them. So that sounded like a confident Met fan. Thinking, you know what? We'll take care of business. And maybe sometime next week, Sal will declare the NL East is over.
It's just
over!
It's so weird when you get him to say that after three straight losses. I didn't hear Soto. Where was that? Why didn't he do that bit today?
I don't know. Maybe 1-for-10 will do that to you.
Oh, that's why.
Okay. He did not have a great weekend. Really, nobody did. Like, I do this thing on the Rico Bronya, the podcast I do, where we name the star of the series after every series.
Yeah.
And we also pick a net negative. Picking the Rico star of the series, we call it the I'm the Man Now star of the series.
And it's always
really
Met.
Challenging.
It was a Met.
Always a Met. Yeah. We just do, it's a Met podcast. I don't care about the other team. So most weeks it's fun. Like, it's Lindor, it's Soto, it's this. You get swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. It was a tough choice. Mm. You know who one of our finalists was? He did not win. A guy that Tiki never heard of. If I say his name, Tiki will say that's not even a real person. You literally made that up. And Tiki's honest. He'll be honest. You ready?
Go ahead.
Justin Garza.
No.
Yeah.
Reliever.
Oh, good for you, Sean. Yeah. He got sent down on Sunday and yet was still a candidate.
Why?
Because he pitched three scoreless innings out of the bullpen and no one else did anything.
What about Jared Young?
Jared Young didn't even play this weekend.
Wait a minute. Who pitched? Who was the position player to pitch yesterday?
What?
Didn't Jared Young.
Oh, I shut off the ninth inning. Did he really pitch the ninth inning?
Yeah, he got it. Are you serious? First, no, apologize to me. I feel like I was an idiot.
Swear to God, first inning of the year I missed, I went out and played baseball with my kids, and I never went back and saw
how
they
scored. 9-0?
It was 9-0, and I didn't refill my scorecard. Really? Did Jared Young pitch?
Yes.
My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
You just made me feel like the biggest idiot. Like, I know I watched the 8th and 9th inning.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, I'm the crazy guy. Watch every inning of every Met game. Doesn't matter.
Right.
I finally missed an inning. And I think Tiki would even say, you know what, Ev, that's a great job. It's Father's Day. They're losing by a lot.
I would have been okay if you didn't watch a game on Father's Day.
Thank you, Tiki.
You just played with your children.
That's right. What the hell were you doing watching the last inning of Mets Rays when they brought in a position player to pitch? Like, what were you doing?
If I am home on a Saturday or Sunday in the summertime, I don't miss an inning of the Yankees and Mets because I have a multiple TV sports bar in my backyard. That's why. Mm. So I had people over hanging out for a barbecue. The Yankees ended. We had 3 innings left in the
game. He was accidentally watching, is what he's saying.
And also the U.S. Open was in a rain delay at the time.
Accidentally watching.
He was accidentally watching. That's a good call by you. But yeah, no, I did not give him the Rico. I ended up giving it to Starling Marte, who had 3 hits on Friday. But that's what happens when you have a crappy weekend. Do you want to start doing that for your Giant podcast?
When you start calling it by its name, One Giant Step.
Damn it. I was going to say it. One Giant Step, and you can name it after a guy like Tiki. Hmm. And you can also mock Tiki, too. Watch. Right. Watch how cool this is. You can have the Tiki Barber MVP Award and the Tiki I Dropped the Ball Award.
I would never
do that. Or I fumbled. Well, he wouldn't be offended by
that. I wouldn't care.
No.
I
wouldn't care. The Drop the Ball Award we always give to Darius Lee. So that's...
If you want to do that, though, you totally can.
Okay,
we'll get back to your calls in a second. Plus, we'll check in on the Giancarlo Stanton predictions from back in March on when we thought he would return. Today's the day, though. Monday, June 16th. If you're on your way to Yankee Stadium tonight to get some Mr. Softy ice cream, you will see Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup. We're live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The hottest event of the summer is Fanatics Fest. We're pumped up. We're going to do our show there on Friday at 2 o'clock. Not only are we doing our show there, we are going to unveil the results where we're going to truly find out, according to WFAN, who the king of New York sports is. You may have heard it earlier in the show. We like to make long-term predictions, and we did about Giancarlo Stanton. We actually did it twice. Back in February, on Monday, February 17th show, Evan and Tiki, we found out that Stanton wasn't swinging a bat. This was as guys were reporting to spring training. And so at the time, just based on that little bit of information, we all predicted, when will Giancarlo Stanton play for the New York Mets? For the New York Yankees, I should say. And our predictions were very confident-driven. Like, remember, it was February, and all it was not swinging a bat. So I picked April 14th, you picked April 27th, and both Sean and Lugie picked May 16th. We obviously were all wrong about that. But a little less than a month later, on the March 6th program, Brian Cashman met the media and revealed that he had the tennis elbow.
The double tennis elbow.
In both elbows.
Right.
And so that changed how we viewed Giancarlo Stanton's status. So with him returning today on Monday, June 16th, let's take a listen to what we thought would happen back in March. Let's go to our prediction decks. Sean Morash, who will we hear from first?
I'm going to go to our side prediction desk, Paulie Rosenberg. Who will we hear from first?
We will hear from Evan Roberts first.
Here is my prediction back on March 6th on Giancarlo's return.
I'm going day one of the All-Star break. I'm going to go July 18th in Atlanta.
All right, July 18th in Atlanta. So I'm off by about a month.
Okay.
All right.
Not a bad guess.
Not terrible. Off by a month. We'll see where that stands. Next.
We'll go to Tiki Barber.
July 29th. It's the middle of the Rays series.
Right before the trade deadline, too.
Yes.
All right. So you went about 11 days after me, late July. So Giancarlo has exceeded both of our expectations. Let us hear next from, want to say, Tommy Lugauer?
The new Dodger fan. Here we go.
Stanton will return September 12th as the Yankees visit the first place Boston Red Sox.
How can he be wrong about this?
Oh, jeez.
How many things do you want to be wrong about in one clip? The first place Boston Red Sox? That's adorable. He went September 12th, so he was obviously way off. So right now, I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
You are.
Let's see if Sean Morash could defeat me.
Opening day 2026.
Wow.
I was off a little bit.
You outed him for the entire season.
Well, to be fair.
I mean, it did feel like it was a serious issue, and there was no timetable.
I take it back to that time on March 6th. That was a very ominous comment from Brian Cashman. It had us all thinking the worst.
No, it did. And look,
me maybe apparently worse than you guys.
I mean, Tiki and I weren't exactly overly confident. This is back in March when we both had him in the second half of the season.
Yes.
Now, it was July. You had him out for the freaking season.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
It's okay. What do you think now, though? Now that he's back and we have the uncertainty of him remaining healthy, we know that the Yankees are going to handle him with an incredible amount of care. We also know that the key with Giancarlo Stanton is somehow just getting him to October. I mean, you look right at his stats over the last 3 years in the regular season. They're not great. Now, well, they aren't horrible, right, but they're not.
But he also doesn't play a ton of games.
Yeah, but like, look at last year. He had 233 with a 298 on base. He had a lot of home runs, and he played 114 games. 770 OPS is okay. And by the way, that production, while not great, helps this Yankee lineup. So there's no doubt that he makes this lineup better. But the truth with Giancarlo is just getting him to October. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Because once we get to October, basically Aaron Judge gets to jump on his back because that's what Stanton does. Last year in October, 14 games, 273, 7 home runs, 1,048 OPS, American League Championship Series MVP award.
He was great.
What are your expectations from him now?
I actually think Giancarlo is coming back to this Yankee lineup at the right time. I think they need an infusion of energy as some of these bats have quieted down. I think he's going to go on a second-half tear, too. And I think he will survive and will not spend any more time on the IL the rest of the year and will be ultra-productive again in October. I think he hits, like, a good 18 homers the rest of the year.
I agree with that one part of his prediction. I haven't thought about what his stats are going to look like, but I do agree he's going to stay healthy now. Like, I think the Yankees, much like last year, and he had one injury, but last year, they play him so infrequently.
Right.
And they handle him so carefully.
And he's not even going to think about being a fielder at this point.
He's not going to be
a
fielder.
He's DH only.
And the other thing he's never going to think about is running hard. Like, those things are not going to happen.
Yeah, because the one time he did get hurt last year, it was not even running hard, but it was running.
Can we all
rounding third base.
That's right. We all need to make a declaration, all Yankee fans together. I'll join you as a non-Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to complain about him not running hard. It's all for a reason.
I agree, but then we also probably, and some of us will complain, seventh inning or on, if he gets pinch ran for and then it doesn't work out and his at-bat comes up again, let's not complain about that either.
Well, that's what you have Ben Rice for.
True.
And that's the risk you have to take. I think it depends on the situation. I think if you're up a run, you feel a little bit more conservative to say, let me keep his bat in the game. If you're down a run and that's the tying run, yeah, you got to use speed off your bench. Not just to potentially swipe a bag, but to go first to right third or score from second on a base hit. The guy's never going to be able to run at full speed. But either way, Giancarlo Stanton does return tonight. And I win by default because I was off by a month. But I was closer than the rest of you.
Does he homer tonight? Just feel like one of those we talked about him homer spots, or is it not quite right?
No, I think he's actually going to strike out every at-bat.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You're putting a lot of bad juju there on the Yankees.
I'm just giving you a prediction. Why did you know I can't
That's
win?
That's ultra negative.
I think he's going to go 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts.
Well, he's only getting 3 at-bats.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. I think he's going to come out late in the game.
But again, if he's DHing,
he'll be pinch hit for late. They don't want to give him a 4th at-bat.
They're going to pinch hit for Giancarlo Stanton Lee.
I don't know.
He's just making scrap.
You are off here, dude.
You know now, what? Now he's trying to get to you.
Honestly, I came up with the over. You know what? Let me reframe that. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk. So okay, he is going to get 4 plate appearances.
That's all you had to do. I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm thinking it through. What's your prediction, Teague?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
2-for-4 home run.
All right. What about you, Sean?
Hits a walk-off grand slam tonight.
Well, you're something else.
Wow.
I respect that, though. I respect that.
Let's go to Charlie in West Milford, New Jersey. What's up, Charlie?
I would like to say Aaron Boone should have been fired last year, and they need
he went to the World Series, man.
He needs to go. He needs to go, just like Thibodeau was fired by the Knicks.
You know what I'm curious about, Charlie? If they fired Aaron Boone, let's just say everything you said happened, and the Yankees fired Aaron Boone after they lost the World Series, would Yankee fans have reacted the way Knicks fans have reacted? Where, because let's not forget, Knicks fans were mostly negative towards Tom Thibodeau until he got fired.
Yeah.
When he got fired, there was a reversal in view of him.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would have happened with Boone after getting as far as they've gotten in a long time, much like Thibs, if the Yankee fan would have actually reversed course and been like, what are we doing firing Boone? What are we doing? Are we going to hire? Who is better than Boone?
I don't think so. And I think the reason is because the Yankees have consistently been a postseason team. Before and even after Boone, they will be because of how the roster is put together. But I don't know. I think Tom Thibodeau, it's kind of revisionist to your point because so many people wanted him fired or they complained about him. Maybe not fired consistently last year, but at some point in your probably recent history, you wanted Tom Thibodeau fired.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. That's why it feels like it's been revisionist history. Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. So I have three quick sports points. First, I want to thank Sean. I'm a New York Giants fan. But after hearing his take on the New York Jets last week, I bought season tickets. I'm very excited about going to the New York Jet games now. So thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Enjoy your time.
The second point is, you know, on your single, Sean, I found it funny how you kind of put Aaron Judge's, when will the players pick up Judge opposed to Judge disappearing in a big series.
I mean, it's June.
You know how you kind of twisted that around a little bit, Sean. And then the third point is the king of New York. I mean, technically, the last king of New York was Eli Manning because he won a championship. So whoever's named, wouldn't it be a steward? And because we're kind of like a sports kingdom without a king now until you win a championship. So it's the steward of New York. So, Tiki, take that rabbit hole and go.
Right.
I mean, do you agree with that assertion that there cannot be a king until we have a championship?
Do you need a championship in order to be the king? Do you need to have conquered all the land?
Do you need to be a competent leader to be a king? King George III says not really.
Yeah, it's just a title.
Yeah, it's just a title.
Doesn't mean anything.
Well, in this case, it means a lot because you're being pointed by WFAN. But I don't think you need a championship. Now, I'll tell you a very funny story. Paul Rosenberg, who's done a really good job filling in for Tommy, has worked here. He's been a great worker here for a very long time. As we have announced here on Evan and Tiki, everyone at FAN is going to be polled on who the king of New York is. And then on Friday at Fanatics Fest, we're going to reveal the results and we'll have to live that person is the king. The clear favorites are Aaron Judge and Jalen Brunson. But you never know. There are no restrictions on who one can vote for.
You can have write-ins.
So I am not a part of this process. I handed this power to our boss and said, hey, poll the people at WFAN in front of the scenes, behind the scenes. And then on Friday, we'll read the results. Paul Rosenberg is very upset. He has not been asked yet to vote. And so I said to him, well, first of all, it's only Monday. Okay, it goes until Friday. So deep breath. I'm pretty sure you will be asked to vote. And then he, of course, volunteers, do you know who I would vote for? And I said, well, honestly, I don't really want to know. The whole point is I don't want to know the answers till Friday. And then Rosie gives the answer our last caller just gave, which is there is no king. And I got annoyed because
there has
how
to be a
could
king.
You bitch about not voting or not being asked to vote? And then your answer on who you're going to vote for is, you're not going to vote.
I'm voting. I am voting that we can't have a king unless someone has a championship.
That's
we
can not have an option.
We can have an earl, so a duke, a jester, so anything else but a king.
So who you're saying then? It's
we don't Eli have a king Manning? Right now. We're kingless.
So you're leaving the ballot empty.
No, I'm putting in we can't have a king.
No. You're leaving the ballot empty.
I'm a writing guy. I'm writing it in.
If you're writing in, okay, let me ask you this. We'll ask Tiki. He knows. I did one time in my life use a write-in to vote for president.
Yes.
Okay? Because that person wasn't on my ballot in New York, and I wrote the person in. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's none of your freaking business. But all I know is I was able to sleep at night after the election.
Yes, that libertarian.
I didn't say that. So anyhow, I wrote the gentleman's name in. That counts as a vote. If you write in, I don't think anyone should be president, that doesn't count as a vote.
You're comparing the president?
Just because you wrote it doesn't. No, you have to vote for a human, for a person. Otherwise, if you're writing no one's qualified, then you didn't vote.
It's as good as not voting.
Is that clear on the rules? That you need to vote for a human?
Yeah, yes. We're getting everyone's opinion about who should be the king.
And my opinion is there shouldn't be a king because they haven't won anything
yet. So you didn't vote. It's like anyone...
Well, I haven't voted yet anyway.
Okay. There are a lot of people who this election cycle said, oh, I can't vote for either candidate. Mm-hmm. And so their option was, I'm going to leave it empty. I've heard that a lot. I'm going to leave it empty. That's not voting. That's what you did. You decided not to vote. It's your right to do that, mm-hmm. but you didn't vote. Now, did you vote on other ballot initiatives or did you vote on senator? Yes, you did, but you didn't vote for president. You didn't vote. You made that decision. You have that right not to. I decide to vote every
right,
time.
But you didn't participate.
But you didn't participate. So once you leave the ballot empty or you write something in that isn't an actual human, you didn't vote. So you whined and you bitched about wanting to vote. And then when you got your ballot, you didn't vote.
And since you didn't vote, you can't complain.
Correct.
I voted. I got the sticker.
Oh, man, get us Tommy back in a hurry.
I'm telling you, right?
Either way, if you get a ballot this week.
Now it's an if?
Well, I don't know anymore. If you're already announcing to the world that you don't want to vote for King of New York Sports, then it's
I do want to vote.
Why the boss is going to come to you if you're saying I'm not going to vote?
I do want to vote, and I think my vote would probably win, but I do want to vote.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you a question. If I went to the ballot box this past election and said, screw it, I don't think either person should be president. My opinion. One guy's way too old. The other guy's also old. I'm not voting for either person. Mm. And I don't even think the third party's that qualified. I have special qualifications for president. I'm an Eisenhower kind of guy. And there's no Eisenhower on the ballot. So I write in, no one's qualified. Did I vote for president?
I don't know voting rules.
No, I'm asking you. Did I vote for president?
I don't know voting rules. You might have. That might be counted.
Sean, Tiki, did I vote for president?
Yes.
No, I didn't. If I wrote no one is qualified.
Yes, you did. But no, if you did what he's doing, you did not vote for
if
president.
I write no one is qualified as a write-in candidate, is that a vote?
No.
That's my point. So I didn't vote. So you didn't vote. So don't vote. I'm not asking you to vote.
Yeah.
All I know is on Friday we're going to get the answer.
Goodbye, SNY. Thank you for joining us. As always, Baseball Night in New York is up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
And I think Evan, by the way, has lost his privileges on saying goodbye to SMY. It should all be Tiki moving forward.
Oh, no. We already decided that a week ago.
Okay, you weren't here.
Oh, okay.
You must have missed that.
Oh, sorry. I was so bogged down by riveting poorly thoughts.
No, Tiki is officially the goodbyer for SNY.
I'm a fat moron.
So every single time I'm saying something and Tiki knows, hey, we got to end the show. We want to say goodbye to our friends at SNY. He just does it. So you're late to the party.
All right.
I'm just letting you know.
Haven't you noticed?
I didn't notice. Evan, did you notice who pitched the ninth inning for the Mets yesterday?
Yeah, I now found out Jared Young came in after Stanek gave up the 3-run home run. That was like the happiest Sean has ever been that he saw something about the Mets that I wasn't aware of.
I'm still stunned it happened.
That'll never happen again, I don't think.
He scores every game. He wrote a book, and he looked at me like I had gone on the carpet when I said Jared Young.
The children were asking to play outside.
The children were asking to play. It was 9-0. And I figured I'll fill my scorecard in later. So I went outside, played with the boys, played a little baseball, did the swing action, did a little hot tub. A lot of fun. Had a great Sunday night. Then when I go to do the Rico, I never scored the top and bottom of the ninth inning. I knew they lost 9-0. I have to, by the way. And I will do that at some point tonight or tomorrow where I'll refill it in. And so, yeah, I just never knew Jared Young came in a pitch.
I want to make something clear, though.
I take my L.
I'm proud of you. Because I think it's healthy that you can miss a baseball inning down 9-0. I'm just still stunned that I knew this and you didn't.
It's a very rare moment where I do that, but it was the perfect storm of kids want to play, they're down 9-0. Like, it's a perfect storm.
And they're not hitting, and you know they're not coming back.
And I know the game is over.
Well, you missed the pitcher pitching.
I missed the position player pitching. You know, for many, many years, Teague, the Mets never had a position player pitch. The first time they ever had a position player pitch was a guy by the name
was
of...
That was philosophically? Or just...
It just never happened.
It's
a different world. Like, it was a different world then, it's a different world now. It took until, and I'm going to guess the year, but I remember the player. It took until about 1993 for the Mets to finally have a position player pitch. The guy's name was Bill Pakoda. Okay? So Bill Pakoda pitches. It's like a big deal. Oh, my God, the Mets have a position player pitch. And after that, Matt Franco pitched, Desi Relaford pitched, and it's happened frequently over the last 5 years. It's no longer a big deal. But there was a time, Sean, like when I was younger, where it'd be like, oh, my God! But, yeah, it's so common now, I've lost count about the amount of different position players that have come in to pitch.
Insane. Now, would you rather be at a game like that where you see a position player pitch or a complete game shutout?
Are you serious with me right now?
Well, it's a rare thing to see. What would
complete
you rather see?
Complete game shutout. Position player pitch, you ass.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.